Well, I think this was a case of, you know, that I don't think anyone disagrees that a nuclear terrorist incident would be devastating to the entire world. And so the goal was shared by most. Once everybody understood what the issues were, I think that it was pretty motivating. But once you get heads of state together and you have that political will to get some of the more challenging commitments to get done because you have this top-down pressure, I think that was what was key to it. Plus the fact that, you know, we worked on a very tight time schedule. We had less than a year to put this summit together. So we were in constant contact with our counterparts from these 47 countries and three international organizations. And I think everybody wanted this to be successful because it is so important to global security.
And tell us about the summit itself. Where did it take place and what kind of facilities and what kind of action took place within the venue?
Sure. So it's here in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you remember the traffic jams at the National Convention, at the Washington Convention Center here downtown. And there was a team of people that are amazing to me because they were able to orchestrate this when there's heads of state, there's seating charts and, you know, planes coming in at different times and all sorts of protocol that has to be followed. So somebody with that skill set, which is not mine, was able to take care of that. But the first night was a dinner between just the heads of state. We were all in our little national booths, kind of watching on a closed circuit TV, but it was a dinner in which the president and his counterparts had a frank conversation about the threat of nuclear terrorism. And then the next day, the group expanded to a little bit larger group and talked about some of the domestic actions that could be taken to halt the threat of nuclear terrorism. And then in the afternoon, it was a conversation about the international efforts that could be taken collectively to halt the threat of nuclear terrorism.
I want to ask you about that 10% of the commitments that have not been fulfilled. Now, by my calculations, there's about a year left in this four-year plan. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what has to happen in this remaining year to get that 10%, and what is the 10%?
Well, so let me be clear. So the four-year effort is something that everybody's working toward, and it's to secure all vulnerable nuclear materials. So it's an aspirational goal, and materials are moved and being, you know, in some cases being created. So there's almost an unattainable goal there, but it's an effort to make sure that we do whatever possible to make that happen. These are sovereign states that have the responsibility for their own materials. With regard to the pledges at the Nuclear Security Summit, I think that there are only a couple more that kind of take a little bit while. In fact, one of the ones that we're waiting for is we have a couple of conventions that we need to deposit the instruments of ratification to, which is one of our pledges, but we had to go through the legislature to implement some implementing regulations, and once that happens, we will be able to fulfill that commitment. So the activities range from things from converting research reactors from using highly enriched uranium to low enriched uranium, which is, you know, somewhat of a technical activity. In some cases, it's removing HEU from countries and putting it into safe storage. In some cases, it's material disposition. And in other cases, it's a treaty commitment or a pledge to the International Atomic Energy Agency for their nuclear security program. So that they have a vast range of activities.
And so what are you doing nowadays?
So now I'm actually working on nuclear energy policy here at the NSC. I work on nuclear safety issues and worked with our interagency counterparts to help our companies that are working overseas to sell low-carbon nuclear energy in a safe and secure manner.
All right, maybe they should put you on the Iran beat and maybe you can get them to come around.
I'll leave that to others who have more expertise in the area than I do.